What is up, guys? Welcome to the Glimmer of Hope podcast. I am Marcus Marshall, and I'm here with our next topic, the topic of moving on from the past, moving on from the hurt, moving on from the regrets, and all those things. So let's get to it. If you guys like this podcast, subscribe, like, share it with your mama, share it with your friends, share it with your family, and let me know. Also, if you have questions or you want a topic talked about, you can email me at hoperising777@gmail.com. Let's pray and read our scripture and get into it. Father, we thank you for this day you've given us. We thank you that we have the breath of life. We thank you that you are living inside of us and that you are wanting to use us mightily for your kingdom and for your purpose. And Lord, we ask that you would just go before us in this short little lesson. I pray that you would speak and that it would bless somebody out there who needs to hear it, Father. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray. Amen. So, we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 through 21. Keep it short and sweet for you guys. And he says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise." This is an amazing passage of scripture. So Isaiah is writing this, and the Israelites were so focused on what happened in the past, them being held captive in Egypt, God parted the Red Sea. So they're so focused on the good and the bad things of the past. And God speaking through Isaiah is saying, don't remember those things. No, don't focus on those things. And why is that? Maybe because if you're stuck in the failure, sin, and discouragement from the past, you can never move into the place where God has for you. That's good. If you're stuck in the failure, sin, and discouragement from the past, you can never move into the place where God has for you. See, when we stay focused on the garbage or you stay focused on the good, you get complacent. You feel comfortable. You're like, I like what happened back then, so I'm going to stay here and get the same results of whatever it is that I'm doing. Or if it's bad, you focus on that and you can't move on to what God has for you. It goes either way, the good and the bad. Remember the good old times. Remember the day back in high school? I was a star quarterback. I wasn't, but maybe you guys were. All sorts of these things. And you say focus on those and you don't live for today. You live for the past. That's not what God has for us. But it is so intoxicating because when we get stuck in the past, we make it into a formula. Well, this is how it works. This is the results and so on. And if we keep doing the same thing, we're going to keep getting the same thing. You know what I'm saying? We don't want that. We want something more. We want to go deeper in a walk with Christ. We want to go deeper in our relationships with people. We want to move on from the past hurt and pain so that we can love the next person who God has for us. And we need to move on from those things if we want to do new and adventurous things. So if you're stuck in the past, in a bad situation, maybe you're hurt or you hurt somebody or you lost somebody, all these bad things, the enemy loves it when you look back on your past failures and mess ups. The enemy will make you remember that and reflect on that. Why? Because then you are going to be stuck there and you can't be doing great things for Christ. You can't be doing the great things that he's called you to. God is always up to something new. He's always up to something new. Look at Jesus. Every time he healed somebody when he was on the earth, he changed the way he healed them. One time he spit in someone's eyes. That was gross. One time it was mud. One time he just said the word. One time it was like telepathically. When the centurion's like, "Hey, my son is sick, please come to my house." He's like, "I can't, but I'll just say the word." He's healed, and he was healed. That's just a short paraphrase. And so on and so forth. So what should we be doing? We should let go of our past failure, of our past hurt, of our past sin, of our past mistakes, our past regrets, our past successes. Why? Because God is always doing something new. And we should be on our tiptoes looking to see, what's God going to do next? Should be excited and wondering, man, what is God going to do next? We have to have our spirits excited, ready to always serve, ready to always give, ready to always do what we can to further the kingdom of God. But we can't do that if we're stuck in the past, the good or the bad. We can't do that. We can't go and be who God called us to be if we're stuck in that place. That is not where we need to be. Good news, bad news. Yes, you will see God do amazing things, but there's still a wilderness. There's still a wilderness in verse 19. Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What's a wilderness? Wild beast. All these things. But God's making a road so that you can walk through it and not have to worry about where you are. He is making a road for you and I to walk through times of depression, to walk through times of hate, to walk through people talking about rumors and gossip and all these trials and stuff that's coming upon your life. He's making a road through that. You just have to focus on the road. Focus on Jesus ahead of you, because he is walking with you through that road. Like David said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, he's not crawling, he's not sitting, he's not staying, he is walking through the valley because his rod and his staff, they comfort him. And same for us, we walk on this road through wilderness because Jesus is our comforter. He is always with us, he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and he will forgive us of our past, and he'll forgive us of our future, and we can move on knowing that he has our back and our front and that the enemy has no power over us. But only Jesus has power over us. We have to let go of the things that are holding us back. All that garbage in our lives. Forget it. Repent from it. Move on so we can walk through this life journey together. So we can walk through this journey helping other people to know who Jesus is. We can be a great tool in the hands of God. But we can't do that if we're stuck in the past, sins, and regret. Maybe you feel like you can't be forgiven for the past. Maybe you feel like God can't show you grace and mercy. I'm going to tell you that you're wrong. I'm going to tell you that you are incorrect, because our God is full of grace. He's full of mercy. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is always faithful and he will never be unfaithful. He will forgive you as long as you repent and turn from those sins. He will show you grace upon grace upon grace upon grace as long as you ask, and you shall receive. But you have to be willing to let go, repent, and move on so that God can use you in a mighty way. And not let the past hold you back, because the past is done and over with. Worrying about it, does it help you do anything besides give you more stress? And that's not where it's supposed to be. It says, don't be anxious for nothing. So, let's let go of the past, move on from the past, because God is making a way for us. So let's move on that path toward what he has for us. Yes, it will be hard, it won't be easy, but he's making a road. He's making road for you and I so that we can walk with him into what he has new for us. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for a short time of just getting into your word and learning about letting go of the past, just moving on, because you're doing new things and we want to be a part of those new things. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for people who are listening. We pray that you would bless them, that they would be a blessing to people around them, Lord. We pray that this lesson will touch hearts and that it would move people just to want to know you, know your grace, know your mercy. And Lord, just thank you and we praise you and give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Amen. Remember, God is making a way. He's doing something new. We can't move on that road unless we let go of what's holding on to us from the past. Let go of the good, the bad. Yes, remember it. Yes, look back on it off and on. Like, hey, remember this time? Remember that time? That's cool. But we're not staying there. We're moving on. We're pressing on for the new thing that God is doing. Amen.